Chapter 30. "You were the one that attacked me in my hotel room," Julie blurted, finally recognizing the leather outfit. "Attack is a rather harsh description," Bannister replied casually. "I prefer to think that we were just sharing research information."
"Stealing, you mean," Summer said. Bannister shot her a hurt look.
"Not at all," he said. "Strictly borrowing. You'll find that the diary has found a new home with the rest of Kitchener's private papers upstairs."
"Oh, a penitent thief," Summer replied sarcastically. Bannister ignored the cut.
"I must say, I am quite impressed with your sleuthing abilities," he said, eyeing Julie. "The leather diary was a marvelous discovery, though the Earl's comments were less than startling. But then identifying Sally on top of that, quite an encore."
"We weren't quite as sloppy as you," Summer remarked.
"Yes, well, I had limited time to peruse Emily Kitchener's possessions. Be that as it may, a job well done. I searched 10 years ago myself without such success."
He raised the pistol and motioned with it.
"Would you ladies be so kind as to move to the rear of this compartment? I'll be needing to leave with the manifest."
"To borrow?" Julie asked.
"Not this time, I'm afraid," Bannister replied with a shark-like smile. Julie peered at the scroll before slowly stepping away.
"Tell us first. What is the significance of the manifest?" she asked.
"Until it has been authenticated, no one can say for sure," Bannister said, creeping over to retrieve the parchment with the papyrus inside. "It's just an old document that some seem to think could rattle the theological powers that be." He picked up the scroll with his free hand and gently placed it in an inside pocket of his jacket.
"Was Kitchener deliberately killed because of it?" Julie asked.
"I would assume so. But that's one you'll have to take up with the Church of England. It's been nice chatting with you ladies," he said, backpedaling toward the door. "But I'm afraid I have a plane to catch." He stepped out of the pantry and began closing the door behind him.
"Please don't leave us in here," Julie begged.
"Not to worry," Bannister replied. "I'll be sure and phone Aldrich in a day or so and let him know there's a pair of lovely lasses locked in his basement. Goodbye."
The door slammed shut with a whoosh, followed by the sound of the deadbolt sliding home. Then Bannister flicked off the pantry's lights, plunging it into darkness. He quietly crept upstairs to Aldrich's quarters, stopping to replace the unloaded Webley pistol in a glass cabinet of Kitchener's military artifacts, where he had borrowed it minutes before. Waiting until the lobby cleared, he slipped out of the manor unseen and quickly hopped upon his rented motorcycle. 3 hours later, he called the Lambeth Palace head of security from a phone at Heathrow Airport.
"Jenkins, it's Bannister."
"Bannister," the security man replied with an acid tongue. "I've been waiting for you to report. You've tracked this Goodyear woman?"
"Yes. She and the American have been down at Broome Park digging up Kitchener documents. Still there, as a matter of fact."
"Are they going to prove problematic?"
"Well, they are a bit suspicious and have certainly been barking up the right tree."
"But do they have anything damaging to us?" the security man asked impatiently.
"Oh, no," Bannister replied, patting his chest pocket with a wide grin. "They have nothing. Nothing at all."